Hey, this is Derek Wooten. I'm lead pastor of Makers Church here in Cincinnati, Ohio, where our desire is to make disciples and make a difference. Thank you so much for joining us through our podcast. We pray this message speaks life and encouragement into you and what God is doing in your life. Hope you enjoy it.
Come on, if that's you, just say, Lord, I receive encouragement and strength. Come on, these are encouragement. First service was amazing. Last week's second service went to almost 2 o'clock. People just being healed and delivered and set free. It was just supernatural. Pastor, why is the supernatural happening? Because we are expecting the supernatural to happen.
That's right.
And I want to tell you something. When we partake of this together, it's supernatural. Because how many of you guys know the blood of Jesus still works? Come on, somebody.
Yes. Yes.
And when we take that wafer and recognize that it was his body broken for us, that we know that we are healed and whole in Jesus' name. The blood of Jesus legally sets us free. It's a special thing that we get to do this together. And so today I want you, listen, if you're in this place today as we're partaking of communion and you need healing in your body, I want you to expect for God to heal your body as you partake of communion. And I want you, as you're taking of the juice today here in just a second, as you drink of the fruit of the vine, that you recognize that you and your house, the blood of Jesus is upon you. And the blood of Jesus legally redeems you and sets you free from the power of sin and death. So I want you right now, if you will, I'm going to read from 1 Corinthians, and we're going to partake of this together. 1 Corinthians chapter 11. That's what the Apostle Paul said. He said in verse 23, he said, "For I pass on to you what I receive from the Lord." Himself. On the night when he was betrayed, the Lord Jesus took some bread and gave thanks to God for it. Then he broke it into pieces and said, "This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Will you take and break that away from partaking of my God's house? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. doing. And we thank you, Jesus. That even though you said it is finished, God, you're not finished. And we are the body and the bride of Christ in the earth today, moving forward in the power of the name of Jesus and covered by the blood of Jesus. God, and we give you praise today because you are good. And we thank you for who you are and all that you've done. God, seal this moment. God, and may we continue to move forward in the joy of the Lord that is our strength in Jesus' name. Come on, Makers Church, if you're thankful, go ahead and give the Lord a hand clap. Come on, go ahead and give him a shout of praise because he's good. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, hey, as you're finding three or four people, as you're being seated, tell them, say, there's power in the blood of Jesus. Come on, tell them, there's power in the blood of Jesus.
Good morning, church. It's so good to be with you all this morning. Miranda, how are you? I'm doing so well. We want to just take a second and say we are so glad to see each and every one of you. If it is your first time here at Makers Church joining us, we want to say welcome home. If you look under the seat in front of you, there is a Connect card. You can either scan the QR code on that card or fill it out physically. Either way you do it, make sure you visit our guest center directly after service. We have a gift for you, and we cannot wait to continue to connect with you.
Yes.
Oh, and then also, I missed my other one. Also, with that, if it is your first time, or maybe you're just newer around here at Makers Church, right after both services today, we have Meet the Team. This is your opportunity to come and meet some of our pastoral staff, our elders, and our deacons here at Makers Church.
Yes, and we also next week have Lunch and Learn. That is during our second service at 11 o'clock. If you have never taken it or you're just interested in learning a little bit more about Makers, learning how you can get connected, different things that we have here, you can come to Lunch and learn all about Makers Church and about you and how to join the Dream Team. And that is at 11 o'clock.
Yes.
You can sign up in the app.
Yes, you can.
We also have, on March 18th, we have Makers Kids taking over Altitude Jump
yes.
Park.
Yes.
It's going to be a great time. We're going to go there from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., and we're going to have 2 hours of unlimited jumping and fun. I believe they also have like a toddler's playground, so it is for every kid all the way through Mini Makers and Mighty Makers. We would love to have you there. It's $10, and again, you can register for that in the Church Center app.
Yes, and speaking of fun things for not only our kids but also our teens, this summer, I can't believe I'm already talking about this, but this summer is our summer camp. It's right around the corner. We are so excited for Maker Summer Camp 2023. Listen, this is going to be a time where your sons and daughters encounter the Lord together and also have so much fun. It's going to be an incredible time. You can check out the details on that, but make sure you on the church app, but make sure you mark down the dates. It's July 5th through the 7th for kids, and then the teens is July 10th through the 14th.
Yes, and we just want to remind you that next week is Spring Forward. I know, sad, we're going to lose an hour, but don't forget, make sure you are here. We will have coffee ready yes. for you. It's going to be a great time next week.
Yes.
Amen, amen. Thank you, guys. I don't know about you, but I love when we all spring forward an hour, don't you? I used to not mind the time changes until I had kids, and I recognized that their bodies don't adjust to it at all. Now I have to pray through on those days. Amen. There's so many exciting things happening. We want to take a minute. If you're newer, come join us and meet the team right after service today. We're just grateful for all the Lord is doing. And we get a chance now to worship in our giving. Our ushers are coming right now. We're going to get a chance to bring tithe and give offering today. And I will tell you, as you start to give today in person or you're giving online, you're going to see another update from one of our missionaries, Cruz Paniagua. He and his wife, Katie, do an incredible work in Central America. They have planted thousands of churches. What God is doing, not just in them, but through them, is just supernatural. We're grateful that we get to be a part of that. And I want to tell you, I'm grateful for all that God's doing here at Makers Church. How about you? Man, I'm grateful. And listen, it is because of a church that is obedient and generous to the Word of God that it allows us to continue to pace forward with the vision that God has set before us. And so I want to thank you for your obedience to God's Word. How many of you guys know the Word commands us to bring tithe to the storehouse? And then he also says to be generous and give freely because he's blessed us in supernatural ways that we're able to do those things and see God work not just here, but in our city and around the world. And in fact, I get a chance to share with you right after this video, you'll see just about something that we've got coming up in April that we're really excited about being a blessing in our city together. But I want to encourage you today, let's keep trusting and believing that God is the source. How many of you guys know God is the provider, not us? He is the source of every good thing. And so when we honor him the way he asks us to honor him, and we do what he asks us to do, he pours out his blessings in every part of our lives. So we're going to get ready to give today. And while we give today, listen, I want you to take it, whether it's physically in your hand when we say amen, you give it, or it's on your phone today, whatever it is, I want you to take that and thank the Lord that he is working all things for our good because his word tells us that. Can we pray together? Lord, we love you today so much. God, we thank you, Lord, for every blessing, God, you pour out. God, you pour out so many incredible blessings in our lives. God, not just financially, but Lord, in our families, in our lives. God, you continue to do what only you can do. So Holy Spirit, today I pray as we give, may we continue to give with gratitude. God, a cheerful heart. God, may we continue, Lord, to see your word. God, continue to be true in our lives as we trust you, as we bring tithe and give offering. Lord, I pray today, bless every gift, bless every giver, and may it continue to be multiplied and used for the work of the kingdom in all things. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Bless you as you give. And enjoy this video update from Cruz.
Hello, Maker Church. We are Cruz and Katie Paniagua, your missionaries, and we are so thankful and excited about sharing what the Lord is doing in this special service.
Yes, during last year, 2022, God was really good, and we're so blessed for the opportunity to serve in 19 countries in Latin America. Over 1,000 churches were planted, and we are very, very, and I want to special thank you, Makers Church, to make it possible and sponsor church planters in Bolivia and Paraguay. Together, 186 church planters were trained and were prepared. We also work with refugees. During last year, we have two refugee centers in Venezuela and in Ecuador, and God blessed us with opportunity to serve them. So, during last year also, God gave us the opportunity to train leaders in India. And we trained 58 church planters and 52 churches were born in Kerala, India. This coming year will be a great year. We are opening doors for us to go to Europe through Portugal, to Africa through South Africa. And God is going to keep working, and our prayer is that you, church, could be a partner, a family that kids sponsor, supporting, and together making a real difference for the kingdom of God.
Thank you for your love.
Isn't that awesome to hear what the Lord is doing? Come on, stand to your feet all over the room. We're going to pray together. I'm so grateful for Cruz and Katie. They are family to us and all God is doing in their hearts and their lives and in the ministry. How many of you guys know it's a harvest season? You hear those things. God is positioning the body of Christ to expand in a very rapid pace. And God's doing something beautiful here. And I believe God's got something he wants to release to us today. But how many of you guys know the word doesn't work and God can't work if we don't have faith to get ready to receive? I want us to get in position to receive what God wants to do today in our hearts and lives. So will you slip up your hands with me? And I just want us to pray. Father, thank you today, Lord, for your goodness. God, thank you, Lord, that today our posture is one, God, to receive with faith. God, to receive what you are saying, God, what you are doing. God, that, God, we leave differently than how we arrived today. God, because, Lord, of the truth of your word and the power of your spirit. And so, Lord, I thank you, God, for this incredible, God, church family. God, I go ahead and thank them for their brothers and sisters that are coming at 11, but God, thank you for them, God, and who they are, God, what they say yes to daily. God, continue, God, to, God, use this place in supernatural ways to see your will be done and accomplished, God, here on the east side of Cincinnati and beyond. And Lord, I thank you that you've given us ears to hear today. God, a heart to receive, and God, a desire to respond, God, to what you're declaring to your people. God, bless it today. We thank you in all things in Jesus' name. Come on, if you believe it, somebody say amen. Amen. Come on, be seated today in the house. It is so good to see on this first Sunday in March. Can you believe it's March already?
It is here. Spring is almost here. Except for that snow coming next week, it is almost here. It is almost here. But I'm excited today. I want to share something with you quickly because some of the details are not finalized, and it's not 100% our fault, if you will, for those details. We're trying to work with the townships. But we are doing something leading up to the week of Resurrection Sunday and Easter weekend called Reach Week. Somebody say Reach Week. We are doing something to continue to reach and seek the lost here at Makers Church leading up until Easter Sunday, which is April 9th. And we want to go ahead and put that in your ear now so you can say, well, Pastor, what are we going to do? We're going to be doing several different things in our community that week. And there's a good chance that we're going to be able to partner with our townships with different activities on Easter weekends. They host Easter egg hunts and different activities. And we're going to have a chance as Makers Church to be able to partner with them, love people, and do what we said we're going to do this year. We rise. We're going to seek the lost. How many of you guys know they're not going to come to us? We're going to go to them. Listen to me. We have a passion to seek the lost. Some of you say, well, Pastor, Easter's not about eggs and bunnies and baskets and candy. I totally get that. I am 100% with you. It is not about that. It is about Jesus and the death and resurrection of our glorious Lord and Savior. We understand that. They don't. So, rather than us condemning and getting frustrated, we can say, how can we bless them? How can we go to where they are and seek them? Why? Because we can pull them into the kingdom and teach them what Easter is all about. Come on, somebody. But it takes us going and doing that. So be prepared. We're going to have several opportunities we're going to be unveiling next week. But I want you now to say, if we don't have plans already, we're going to be a part of what God is doing for Reach Week at Makers Church leading up to those times together in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. So guys, this morning I want to finish up our series on Rise. Somebody shout Rise. I want to finish our series, and we've been looking at this now really almost the entire year so far, and we've had different moments where God has moved and spoken, different speakers, but I want to finish today, and then I've got something else God dropped in my spirit that I feel like is for the body this morning. But how many of you guys know that our vision this year at Makers Church is to rise? Our vision this year at Makers Church is to rise. God has been clear to us that 2023 is our year to rise. Somebody shout, it's my year to rise. And we've been looking at this text from Acts 26:16, the conversion of Paul, and he's sharing this testimony and seeing how God is still speaking to us very similar things, but this was Jesus speaking to Paul. He said, but rise and stand on your feet, for I have appeared to you for this purpose. How many of you guys, Jesus never shows up on accident? It's on purpose to make you a minister and a witness both of the things which you have seen and of the things which I will yet reveal to you. Can I remind you that as good as God's been, there's more for you in 2023 in Jesus' name. As much as you have seen of the glory of God, there is a greater outpouring coming to your life if you're ready to rise and receive what God has in this season together. If you believe that, somebody say amen. And so we've been looking and understanding that God is calling us to rise as Makers Church, to not retreat, not go back, but go forward in the fullness of what God is doing in this season. And if you remember, God has continued to make it clear, not just the word rise, but he broke it out in an acronym to where there are four components that we've been focusing on and teaching on. And if you'll throw that up, I want us to see it. The R in rise. This year we say we want to rise and reach for next. Is anybody thankful God has a next for you this year? Anybody feel like you're already starting to step into that next in Jesus' name? I hope you are, because it's already March. Come on, somebody. I hope you're already reaching for next, because God's opening doors. He's speaking. He's doing those things. We are reaching for next. We're letting go of what was to reach for what is in Jesus' name. We want to prioritize intimacy with God. How many of you guys know there needs to be a revival of intimacy in the body of Christ? We've got to prioritize prayer. We've got to prioritize being with God. What we do is amazing, but before we do anything, we need to be with the Lord, because that's what he desires the most. We need to prioritize having intimacy with God on a consistent basis. And then last week we talked about seek the lost. Evangelist Jeff Battles came and just brought an incredible word about seeking the lost. And then God moved in our altars in both services, just the glory of the Lord. Anybody thankful for the word of the Lord last week? Come on, it was powerful, powerful. And today, briefly, I want to talk about expect the supernatural. And then I've got another gear that we've got to shift to for what God birthed in my spirit. But how many of you guys know that we should, as the body of Christ, expect the supernatural in our lives? Amen. How many of you guys know the supernatural should be common in our lives? For too long, we have regarded the supernatural as uncommon every now and then, but that's not what our Bible tells us. We should be living and walking in the supernatural on a consistent basis. If you believe that, somebody say amen. We should be expecting the supernatural. This year so far at Makers Church, we have seen literally over a dozen people divinely healed in their physical bodies. I need somebody to give praise. That's just one opportunity of the supernatural happening. We've seen people saved. A few weeks, we're going to be able to celebrate with people getting water baptized. What God is doing, God's opening up right doors, shutting wrong ones. God's bringing clarity and strength. He's bringing revival to the United States of America and around the world. There are supernatural things happening, and we don't have to watch. We can participate. We can be a part of those things in Jesus' name. And I want to remind us of something as we continue on in this year saying that we want to rise. We believe that we can see miracles on miracles in every part of our lives. Expect. What's the word expect mean? Here's what the word expect means. It is the belief that someone or something will arrive soon. The belief that something or someone will arrive soon. So let me answer this question just very simply. Why should we expect the supernatural as the people of God? Because God said so. Come on, somebody. Why should we expect the supernatural? Because God said so. And how many of you guys know if God said it, we should believe it and walk it out? If God said it, we should believe and walk it out. I got a few verses I'm gonna run through just for a minute, but I want you to see them and be stirred up in your faith that you, not everybody else, but you should expect the supernatural to not just come to you, but flow through you in Jesus' name. How about Ephesians 3:20? The Holy Spirit, speaking through the Apostle Paul, he said, now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask or think. Does that not just stir up anybody else's faith? That stirs my faith up because not only does it say he's able to do exceedingly abundantly, but not just that, above all that we can ask or think. One of our core values here at Makers is big faith. Somebody shout big faith. How many of you guys know that we could never out-faith God? We can never dream too high, believe too big, go so far that he's not there. We need to operate with that kind of mentality in this season, that our God does exceedingly, abundantly, above that we could ask or think. So stop moving with your feet on the ground and rise up in Jesus' name and say, this year, I'm going to expect a supernatural in every part of my life, and not just every quarter or every now and then, but every day that I live, because there is a supernatural wonder-working power operating in and through my life. If you believe that, somebody give God praise in this house. Expect the supernatural. How about we go further? Let's see what Jesus said in John 14:12-14. He said, most assuredly, I say to you, he who believes in me, notice, he who believes in me, the works that I do, he will do also. And greater, somebody shout greater. Greater works than these he will do, because I go to my Father, and whatever you ask in my name, that I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. Here it is, are you ready? If it couldn't get any better, it's just getting better. If you ask anything in my name, I will do it. I'm gonna say something in love. Stop begging God and start believing God. Stop begging God and start believing God. Ask in faith, Believe in faith. Believe that what Jesus said is not fictitious, but it is a reality for your life. Pastor, things can't change. Yes, they can in Jesus' name. Ask him specifically. Tell him every detail. Itemize it if you want to. He's not afraid of your request. He's not afraid of you praying and saying, God, I need you to move in my family. I need you to heal my marriage. I need you to restore the relationship with my children or see my children come back to Jesus. He's not afraid of what your career looks like. He's not afraid of anything you think. He's not even afraid if there is sickness in your body, because everything has to bow to the name of Jesus. So how about we stand up with expectation that the supernatural is not just for some of us, but it's for all of us in Jesus' name. And now I got to hurry because I keep preaching on these texts. I thought I was just going to read Psalm 103, verses 2 through 5. The psalmist David, if you want to know if God does the supernatural in your life, listen to what the psalmist declares. He says, let all that I am praise the Lord. Somebody give the Lord a shout of praise. Come on. Let all that I am praise the Lord. May I never forget the good things he does for me. Notice, that's not past tense. That's present tense. That he does for me. What is he saying? He forgives some of my sins. No, come on, Maker's Church. He said he forgives all my sins. Anybody thankful God forgives all your sins? If you're like me, you've got enough to say, Lord, thank you, Lord, for all. Thank you, Lord, for all. He forgives all my sins. He heals all my diseases. He redeems me from death and crowns me with love and tender mercies. He fills my life with good things. My youth is renewed like the eagles. I dare somebody to get up on your feet, and if God's done any of those things for you, I want you to take 15 seconds and give God praise. Come on, I'm gonna come down with you. Lord, we love you. God, we thank you. God, there is nobody like you. God, you heal every disease. God, you forgive all sin. God, you do the supernatural, and we celebrate and we thank you and we give you praise. Come on, Maker's Church, if you're thankful, give the Lord a shout of praise in this house. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, if God has said it, it's time for us to believe it. And I will say it again. If you expect what God has said, get ready to experience it. If you expect what God has said, get ready to experience it. So may I declare it in Jesus' name. May we all rise this year and expect the supernatural at Maker's Church, in our lives, in our city, and in our nation, in Jesus' name. If you're in agreement, somebody say amen. We must expect the supernatural. Hallelujah. But I want to go a little further today. Because I've talked about expecting the supernatural, I pray that your faith is stirred to say yes to those things, to all four of those things. We're going to keep talking about them all year. They're not going anywhere. Next week, we're going to hand out Rise. I'm just kidding. We're not. We've done enough with Rise as far as promotion. But we want that to jump into your heart and into your spirit, that we will rise. Somebody shout, I will rise in 2023. Come on. I will rise in 2023. But for the rest of my time today, I want to preach on this subject because the Lord really just put it into my heart this week, because I think it's important for us to understand that we must rise and resist. We must rise and resist. We must rise and resist. Can I tell you, in order for us to rise in 2023, we are going to have to resist. Pastor, what are we going to have to resist? Resist the enemy. We understand something. Just like we have a God who desires for us to rise, we have an enemy who desires for us to retreat and regress, to resign, and to literally revert back to everything that God has delivered us from. So we have to see this. We have to understand it. We have a God who desires us to rise. I'm thankful that God wants us to rise. But just like we have a God who wants us to rise, we have an enemy, Satan. He desires for this year to be a year that you retreat, resign, relinquish, revert back to things that God has delivered and set you free from. Pastor, how do you know? Jesus told us in John 10:10. He said, there is a thief. Somebody say, there's a thief. Anybody else like thieves? I don't like thieves very much. He said, the thief does not come except to steal, to kill, and destroy. No, I'm thankful what he said, because he didn't just say that you may have life, but you may have it abundantly. I believe that this is a year that God wants you to rise in every part of your life. But we have to be aware. Somebody say aware. We have to be aware that there is an enemy that is trying to do the complete opposite of what God desires for us to do this year in Jesus' name. And so just like we have to rise, we also have to resist. Just like we are designed to rise this season, we also have to make sure that we are resisting. Even further, I can tell you, the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy. How about Isaiah 59:19, where the text says, it says, when the enemy comes in like a flood. How many of you guys know it doesn't say if the enemy comes in? It says when the enemy comes in. And there are times, Makers Church, that he tries to come in like a flood into every part of our lives. There are times that he tries to come into our lives, why? To deceive, to divide, to destroy, to steal, to kill. He tries to do all those things. While you're trying to rise in Jesus' name, now stay with me, while you're trying to rise, the enemy comes in and brings anything and everything with him. Can I get a witness? If you've been walking with the Lord, you understand there is a consistent battle in these things. Now, I've said it and I'll keep saying it. The enemy never wins, but he also never stops. And so that's why we have to be aware. It's not that he's winning, but he never stops with what he does. And the truth is while you're trying to arise, while you're trying to rise, the enemy comes in and he brings those things like doubt. He brings in sickness. He brings worry and fear and anger or pride or confusion or offense. And the truth is, no matter what it might be, we all have the choice. How many of you guys know we are all born choosers? We all have the choice to choose to either keep rising or to retreat into all of those feelings or perspectives. But can I tell you today, just like you're committed to rising this year in Jesus' name, be committed in your mind and heart to say, and I will also resist every attack of the enemy in my life in Jesus' name. I will resist every weapon. I will resist every time he tries to come in and do something that not is the Lord. I will not retreat into my feelings. I will not take up things that God said let go of, but I will rise and resist in Jesus' name. We will rise and resist in Jesus' name. Now you say, Pastor, you keep saying we will resist. What does it mean to resist? It means to withstand the action or effect of. To withstand the action or effect of. So when we resist, we say we are withstanding, we are withholding, we are absolutely not giving in to when he tries to come in and do what he does. We are resisting the action of not being affected by those things. Now you say, well, Pastor, we're supposed to resist. Does God's word tell us to ever resist the devil? Yes, it does. James chapter 4, verse 7, it's right here. So humble yourselves before God. Now, why don't we just take a minute and talk about that just for a second? How many of you guys know that God opposes the proud? How many of you guys know that God does not like pride? God does not like stubbornness? God really doesn't like your opinion. Woo! He gives grace to the humble. He will exalt the humble. But I can tell you right now, if you think you're rising with pride and opinion and stubbornness, honey, you're rising the wrong direction. So notice, humble yourselves before God. Now here it is. Resist the devil. I'm so glad it doesn't just stop. He could have just put a period there. Holy Spirit's smarter than we are. He said, resist the devil and, hallelujah, and he will flee from you. Resist the devil and he will flee. Does anybody know what it means to flee? He will leave. He will run. Resist the devil. And he will flee. Pastor, does that mean he's not coming back? Oh, he'll come back. But if you keep resisting, he'll have to keep leaving every time. So notice, he might knock on the door, but honey, you don't have to open it. He might come in and try to bring things. He's gonna, listen, he is absolutely gonna try to steal your expectation of the supernatural. But you don't have to let him. Resist the devil. Resist every demonic force and darkness in this world. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. Resist, somebody say resist the devil. Resist offense in 2023. Resist being in your feelings all the time in 2023. Resist when that anxiety or that fear or that worry tries to come all up on you and make you afraid. Resist those things. Resist anger. Resist your opinion. Resist stubbornness. Resist self-righteousness. Resist those things that aren't of the Lord and from the Lord, and the devil will flee from you. If you believe it, somebody say amen. So humble yourselves before God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Pastor, that sounds simple. It is simple. What makes it sometimes challenging is our choices. Well, Pastor, I'm really good at resisting the devil over here. Yeah, but what about over here? We have to be careful. We have to be careful. We must understand that he's going to come in. Listen, he's going to come in as many ways as he finds an opportunity to come in. So we have to be aware. What does that mean? That means that we have to be aware with our spiritual eyes. Listen to me. Some of us still struggle more than God wants us to. And it's because we need God to open up our spiritual eyes just like these eyes are open. Because when your spiritual eyes are open, you will see very clearly what you thought you could not see. So I want to do this. I want everybody to close your eyes, lift up your hands. I'm just going to lead us in a prayer. Because I want the Lord to do it today. Father, I pray right now for everyone, God, either online or in this house that's watching, open their eyes. God, as we rise in 2023, may their spiritual eyes be open to see what you see. Show us, God. God, if there's anywhere, God, that there has been an open door, a window, God, a chink in the armor, God, whatever it might be, God, open our eyes so we make sure that we are resisting the devil, resisting the enemy. And Father, right now, God, as you open up our eyes, God, we humble ourselves before you. God, we humble ourselves, Lord, that you would open our eyes and we invite you to rule and reign in every part of who we are. God, even today, God, may that shift and may the devil flee in Jesus' name. Come on, if you receive that, somebody say amen. Amen, 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 amen. So, Pastor, how do we resist the devil? How do we resist the devil? By saying no, that's a good start, but can I go a little bit further and encourage you? How do you resist? It's very simple. You ready? You resist when you remain. You resist when you remain. What does that mean? John 15. John 15, verse 4. This is Jesus. Anybody love Jesus? Come on. Here's what he said. He said, remain in me, and I will remain in you. It's not hard to resist the devil when you're remaining in Jesus. Pastor, it's really hard to resist the devil when I'm not walking with the Lord. You bet it is. There are still sometimes it might be challenging, but if you remain in Jesus, what does it mean to remain? It means to be close and connected to Jesus. Mark, can I borrow you? You look so wonderfully excited to help me out this morning. Give it up for Mark Greg Ware. Look at this guy. Where are you going? Right now you're going to stand with me just for a minute. We're going to take a picture. I'm just kidding. To stay close and connected. It's really hard for you to be taken away if you're this close and connected to Jesus. It's a lot easier for you to resist when you are this tight spiritually with Jesus on a consistent basis. Because can I tell you, just like I'm holding on to Mark, who's holding on to me? Mark's holding on to me. So I'm not just holding on to Jesus. Jesus is holding on to you. There it is. Now, this is a prom picture right here. Come on, somebody. But we have to see this. If we remain in Jesus, he remains in us. And so the truth is that if we want to resist the devil, we've got to remain in Jesus. We've got to remain completely, not some of us, not just try to remain on Sundays or Wednesdays. Here's what most folks want to do. They want to be wired on Sunday, and they want to be wireless in the week. There's a sermon on how we live in a wireless world. It gets me nervous because people like to bring that into the church. But Jesus said you better stay connected and close on a consistent basis because he knows what the enemy is trying to do to us. So we have to stay close and connected. If you will remain, you can resist. But look, that was John 15, 4. Mark, hang on, keep holding on to me, man. John, go to John 15, 9. Have you ever hugged a guy this long? Probably not. He said, I have loved you even as the Father has loved me. Remain in my love. Remain. Do you understand what the love of God? The love of God completes us. Come on, even Colossians 2:10, we are complete through our union with Jesus. Remain in his love. Pastor, I want to rise and resist. Then remain and you can resist. Remain and you can resist. Now let me go further. Mark, no, let go, but I'm going to come back to you. But can you sit down for a minute? That's fine. I'm coming back to you in a minute. Let me go a little deeper just for a minute. That's so simple. I hope you catch it. I hope that me and Mark Gregg were hugging each other stays in your mind all year long. Jesus, let us be as close as Pastor Derek and Mark were in that moment. Amen. But can I tell you, sometimes where it gets challenging for us to think that we can remain is when we find ourselves in places we didn't think we would be. See, how many of you guys know there's things in life we say, oh, here or there. We use that phrase, here or there, sometimes. See, some of you think that I'm talking about, well, because you're right here, you can remain. But you say, well, Pastor Derek, what about there? Don't talk to me about here. Talk to me about there. Because the truth is, there are here and there's everywhere in seasons of life. And we like the here's. You want to know why we like here? Because we know, we understand. We're here right now. We know the here. But sometimes the there is a little frightening. Sometimes the there might be a place you didn't thought you would ever get to. And so what the enemy tries to say is he doesn't just try to see if he can pull you away in here. He tries to specifically set you up to see if you can be deceived when you get to there. So maybe it's been a wonderful 2023 for you. I pray it has been in Jesus' name. But what about in a month from now, you find yourself, you've left here and you've gotten to there. Sometimes those theirs are hard. Can I get a witness? Have I confused anybody? Everybody with me? Sometimes you can get to a there and it doesn't feel like Jesus is anywhere to be found. Now, he's right there with you, but sometimes it just feels like he's not as close as he once was. I want to encourage you this morning. I saw this text a few weeks ago. I shared it with our staff, but it was so beautiful. Psalm 139. I want you to see it, verse 10. I want you to look at those first two words. What are they? Even there, your hand will guide me, hallelujah, and your strength will support me. Even there, I have no idea what your even there will be this year, but when you get there, know that God's already there waiting on you. Even there, look at this beautiful promise. Even there, your hand will guide me. Even there, your strength will support me. But Pastor, what happens when the enemy's coming like a flood? Even there, Jesus will lift up a standard around your life. What does it look like when this comes or this comes and I get to there and I wasn't expecting to be there? Even there, the hand of God will guide you. Even there, his strength will support you, and you can stay covered, and you can stay close and connected, because God's just not in your here. He's in your there. Even there. Somebody shout, even there. Don't you be afraid of your even theres in this season. Don't you be worried about your even theres this year. Don't you be concerned about them. God doesn't know, just know you're here. He knows you're there, and he's going to be there when you get there. Because even there, your hand will guide me, and your strength will support me. If you're thankful God is a God of here and there, somebody give him praise. And Mark, I didn't use you like I thought I would, so your day is done. Give it up for Mark. He's awesome. Come on. And men, I need all my men to do me a favor. You give him the biggest hug after church, because he just needs more. He just needs more. He needs more brotherly love today. Hallelujah. Love you, Mark. Even there. So let me say this in closing. Everybody just go ahead and stand to your feet. Come on, all over the room. I didn't preach as long today. Pastor, you've encouraged me. Great. Pastor, you've motivated me. Wonderful. But I don't need you to leave motivated or encouraged. I need you to leave persuaded. And not persuaded by my words, but persuaded by the Holy Spirit. That this is a year that you can expect the supernatural. This is a year that while you rise, you can resist in Jesus' name. This is a year, no matter here or there, God is with you and he is for you in every part of your life. But I want to share with you one more thing before we pray together, and we're going to open up our altars. In 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 12. Anybody thankful that the Bible doesn't just talk about the good things, but talks about the struggles? I don't know about you, but there are times life's been a lot harder than I thought it was going to be. There's times I've said goodbye to people, goodbye to things. I've been wounded more than I thought I would. Sometimes it's just been flat out harder than I ever thought it could be. But I love what Paul said here. He said, for this reason, I also suffer these things. How many of you guys know sometimes suffering is a part of our relationship with Jesus? Now here's the great news. He suffered what you deserved, and your suffering does not compare to anything he went through. Nor does your suffering compare to the glory that's coming. Come on, somebody, that's the word. He said, for these reasons, I also suffer these things. But I love his faith. I love his expectation. He said, nevertheless, I am not ashamed. For I know. He said, I know whom I have believed. There it is. And am persuaded. Persuaded. It's a Greek word there. You know what it means? It means to believe and to expect. He said, I'm persuaded that he is able. Come on, somebody say, God is able. That he is able to keep what I have committed to him until that day. Persuade, to believe, to be convinced, to be assured. If we're honest, all this rise talk, some of you are like, I believe it, but I'm not 100% sure. Be persuaded this is your year to rise. You believe with everything that you've got in from the inside out, every fiber of your being, believe this is your year to rise. Pastor, will sometimes be hard? Absolutely. There are sometimes we got to go through some stuff. Come on. But you are persuaded that God will do exactly what he said he will do. That he is able. He's able in your heel here. He's able in your there. Come on. He's able in your here and he's able in your there. There is not one thing this year that you will walk through that the grace and the goodness and the presence and the power of God is not enough to get you through. But we've got to say we are persuaded. We are persuaded that this is our year to rise in Jesus' name. We are persuaded this is our year to reach for next. We are persuaded this is our year to be intimate with God like we never have before. We're persuaded that we will seek the lost this year in Jesus' name. We are persuaded that we will expect the supernatural. And we are persuaded that we will rise and resist and walk in the fullness of what God has for us. If you're persuaded, I want you to throw up both your hands. Come on all over this room right now. And I just want you to declare, come on over your life, come on over your family and marriage. God, I'm persuaded. I'm persuaded. God, I believe it. I'm assured. God, if you said it, you're going to do it. God, you're able. God, in here or there, God, you haven't failed. And God, I expect supernatural. God, I expect to reach for next. God, I expect, God, more of you, the fullness of who you are. Come on, people of God, right now. Come on, right now, declare it. God, we're persuaded. God, we're persuaded. God, we're persuaded. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, here's what I want to do. I need my elders, my deacons, my prayer team that are here. I want you to come quickly. Come quickly. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Here's what we're going to do for a minute. I know there are folks in this house today, you came with needs. You might be here today and you've never given your life to Jesus. Well, I believe today is that day, the day of salvation, to come and accept Jesus as Lord and Savior of your life. Whatever your need might be, it may have not had anything to do with anything that I preach today. That does not mean that God is not able to meet you at the point of your need. He's here today to do those things. Our altars are going to be open. Our worship team's going to sing. They're going to worship. If you need prayer for anything today, I want you to come, and I want you to believe that God's able. If you don't come, I want you to take time, and I want you to seal what the Holy Spirit has released in this house through your praise and your worship, declaring that you are expecting the supernatural, that you will rise and resist in 2023 in Jesus' name. So right now, if you need prayer for anything, I want you to come. Come on. If you need prayer for anything, come on. Come on. And I want you to stay. Come on. Let's pursue the Lord.